Hello and welcome to Redefine, your home for news about parental school choice and education reform.
Well, Bishop Jackson, you're a Democrat. You're endorsing Governor Christie, a Republican, and in announcing your endorsement, you said this, quote, "It is sad for me to see my party, which embraced the civil rights movement, now in New Jersey blocking low-income and minority children from escaping the slavery of failing schools," unquote. Bishop Jackson, those are some pretty strong words.
Well, that unfortunately is the way it is.
Tell me more about that. Why is that the way it is, and why did you have to say that?
Well, if children are in a failing school, they ought to be able to have an exit in order to get a better education. But unfortunately, you have a Democratic Party and forces aligned with the public schools who are doing everything they can to see that unless parents have their own personal resources, the children are not able to get out of these failing schools.
Well, you had some strong words for black Democratic lawmakers in particular. You said every day they see children who are not getting a quality education and quote, that doesn't seem to move them. My question for you on that is, why doesn't it move them? What's the holdup? Why are black Democratic lawmakers not front and center on school choice?
Well, unfortunately, it appears as if they have placed the special interest above the interests of their constituents. You know, the unions and others who I suspect give them money for their campaigns have more influence and have more bearing on them than the children who live in their districts.
Okay. Well, what can we do to change that? I mean, how do you get more Democrats to come around? What do you say to them, or what needs to be done?
Well, I think the first thing is important that these parents themselves be educated on the politics of the situation. I think they have to become aware that the folk whom they've elected to represent them right now do not have their children as their number one interest. And so once we are able to open their eyes so they can see this, then hopefully they will make better choices in terms of who they put in the legislature and hopefully organize and help them to bring pressure on those who represent them to vote in their best interests.
Bishop Jackson, I ask this next question knowing that you've been in the school choice movement a long time and have seen more of this up close than I have. Aren't things changing for the better in terms of Democrats and school choice? I mean, down here in Florida, you know, most of the black Democratic lawmakers support our tax credit scholarship program. And in North Carolina this year, he had black Democrats co-sponsoring a voucher bill. And in New Jersey, of course, you got Mayor Booker. Aren't black Democrats coming around? Maybe slowly but surely, but coming around?
They're coming around. However, they're coming around slowly. Remember, we've been talking for almost 30 years about the reform of the public schools and all of that. And so if you keep going at this pace, all it means is that every year more and more children are getting a diploma without getting an education, and people who are unable to make a living for themselves in society.
Okay. Tell me a little bit more about why you think school choice is a democratic value. I mean, it seems like you make no bones about the fact that you're a strong Democrat, and that's certainly the impression I got from the newspaper stories about your endorsement of Governor Christie. For whatever reason, a lot of people seem to think that, you know, school choice is some kind of right-wing conspiracy. But obviously you don't see it that way. So how do you see school choice, and is it in your view a democratic value? Should Democrats be embracing this because it is a fundamentally democratic thing?
Well, those who are opposed to school choice want to picture it as something which is being proposed and supported by people on the far right. And because it's supported by people on the far right, that automatically means they have some ulterior objective. And they're trying to get, low-income minority children to become Republicans and that kind of thing, which I think misses the whole point. I think the whole point is that you want children to get a quality education. So when they get out of school, they'll be able to provide a living for themselves and make good citizens for our community.
Sounds pretty basic, and yet, you know, that's not the narrative. Do you see school choice as a democratic value? I mean, is it in line with your democratic values?
I think school choice is, in fact, an American value. I think Americans value a quality education. A quality education is a great equalizer. Whether you're Democrat, Republican, black or white, it gives you an equal opportunity to have a productive future.
One last question, and thanks a lot for your patience with me. What practical effect do you think your endorsement will have? I mean, is school choice enough of an issue with black voters at this point that they might actually vote Republican if the Democrat is anti-choice?
Well, I think one thing every good parent wants is for their children to do better than themselves. And so it's my hope that when parents look at what's in the best interest of their children, which also reflects the best interest for their communities, they'll look at the candidate who is where they are. And that's the basis on which they would cast their ballot.
But is that position on school choice enough to, you know, overcome all the other issues out there? I mean, would they put school choice ahead of everything else that they consider when they're deciding whether to vote for this person or that person?
Well, it won't be for everybody, but I'm still convinced that for most parents, the number one interest is going to be their children. And if that's enough to change some votes, then that would be good for us.
Do you see that happening? Do you see black voters, you know, slowly but surely going over to Republican candidates because the Democrats haven't done the right thing on school choice?
Well, I think in New Jersey, Governor Christie will have an appreciable gain in the number of minority votes that he gets compared to what he got in 2009. I think there'd be a big difference.
Okay. Well, Bishop Jackson, thanks a lot for your time. I really appreciate it.
You're certainly welcome.